CPA Mobile.
This is KN4RJN, where are you mobile into?
Put up, taking a horse to the barn.
That horse better be wearing a sweater. It's awful cold out. I just took the dog out a little while ago, and it is cold.
It's indoors, and this thermometer on my car says 32.
Messifies it's cold. I lost power last night for about half an hour shortly after midnight here in Inman. I don't know how widespread it was.
We live in a neighborhood that all the power lines are underground. And, of course, it's got to come from somewhere above ground eventually. But ours goes off fairly frequently. It doesn't go off for a long period of time. Sometimes it just goes off and comes right back on. But it's really irritating because it goes off just long enough that you have to reset all the clocks. And that can be kind of irritating.
Yes, this morning that and the coffee pot didn't go off, so it wasn't ready for her when she got up. But it didn't go off her. It's all the lines here are underground, too. But again, it has to come from somewhere. And somebody suggested, well, I was on another net earlier, and somebody suggested it might have been a raccoon or some other critter trying to get warm and laid across the transformer. But I know a friend of ours lives closer into town, and apparently it lost it in there, too. So I don't know. I don't know what happened.
I feel sorry for the people that, you know, choose to live outside or have to live outside. Maybe they don't have a choice. And I tell you, on a night like this, I hope they can find some shelter somewhere.
I've been out in weather like this and slept outside, and it is not pleasant. But we've got a gas fireplace, so if it goes out for very long, we can at least, you know, stay warm in a gas stove so we can at least heat water and make coffee. But, yeah, you don't want to be out in this kind of weather.
We lived up in Travelers Rest in the North Cliff subdivision, and we had that big ice storm. It's been years ago now, but our power was off 5 days, and we had gas logs, so my wife had gone to Starbucks and bought one of those big cardboard things of coffee. And I would just pour some in a pot and put it over the fire gas logs and heat it up. At least I'd have me a hot cup of coffee every morning.
One way to do it, I bought a little camping coffee pot, one of those little metal percolators, so I could put it on the gas stove and make coffee. We lost power here a couple, 3 years ago for three days. And after that experience, I went and got me the metal coffee pot I could put on the gas stove and make it.
Remember, my grandmother had a metal, it's like a percolator, and she just put it on the stove, and as soon as it got, I guess, to boiling, it would start percolating, and it made pretty good coffee, but anyway, I tell you, we had a lot of fun. Both girls were still home then, and we played games and sat around and told stories and stuff. And I said, yeah, I think we're going to have a main breaker night once a month, and we're just all going to sit around here in the dark and and tell stories and play cards and do whatever.
You could just, you know, turn out the lights and turn everything off and do it that way, but yeah. And now that I've mentioned that coffee pot, I got to thinking, I don't know where that thing is. I might have to go looking for that just in case it happens again.
My dad, I live in my parents' house. My dad passed away last year, but we moved in a couple of years ago. He's been in assisted living, and he bought a generator, but he never took it out of the box. So But it's not a big one. I mean, it would it'd probably run the refrigerator or something like that, but I don't think it would do a whole lot. No, I can't remember how many watts it is, but it'd run the ham radio gear, that's for sure.
Power pack that came with my telescope that puts out 12 volts, so it's enough to run this radio if I need to.
Not desperate enough, I could just come out to the car. You know, if I needed to get in contact with somebody or whatever. Other than that, I don't really have an emergency plan for power being out for an extended period of time. You know, and my mother-in-law, they had their house wired, and he bought a huge generator, and it'll run the whole house. Only problem is you got to roll it up to from the building up the backyard. And that thing's heavy, golly day. And it does have electric start on it though, but it plugs into a plug on the outside of the wall there and of the house, and it's got its own breaker box, and you turn off the main breaker in case the power comes back on, and it'll run everything in the house.
Yeah, that's probably not a bad idea. I thought about getting one a couple times, but we only lose power about once a year for any extended length of time, usually when you get the ice storms and that kind of stuff, so I'm not sure that it's worth it. When it's this cold, I'm not worried about refrigeration. I just put stuff out on the back deck and screened in porch, and if it's freezing, it's freezing, so that'll work. But yeah, we got the gas fireplace and the gas stove, so we can cook and stay warm, and refrigeration, we got the great outdoors, so all things considered, I guess we're not in too bad a shape.
KB4 CPA. Well, how long have you been in ham radio?
About a year now. When did I get my license? I think it was either December or January last year.
Did that before. You doing any HF or FT8 or anything like that?
Just sticking with my little rig here, and then I've got EchoLink on my computer and on my phone. Whenever I go anyplace, I just take my phone with me and do the EchoLink thing, but I've got the book to study for my general, but I've had other things going on. I haven't really had a chance to get too deep into it yet.
KN4 VWA. What's up, girls?
Did you lose power last night? Do you know?
Repeat that. Did what?
Had a power outage at your place last night.
Negative.
Here about a little after midnight for about 30-45 minutes or so.
Well, okay. We may have, I don't rely on anything that would have to, you know, be reset like alarm clocks. I use my cell phone as my alarm clock, so I didn't notice anything like that. But at that time, I was watching the inside of my eyelids.
Bed early because you're old, but I was up and everything went dark. And a co-worker of my wife's that lives in Inman proper said they lost power in there too.
Oh, I love that comment you just made there about him being old.
Younger than I am.
When you suffer from geezeritis like I do.
This is true.
Good night, boys.
Easter class.
Oh, I got in there and they popped the top of my little skull and poured in all kinds of good knowledge.
You know, I got the same deal. I just couldn't retain it.
Room to put stuff in, though.
It's in rare form tonight. Wow!
Keep. I can't pass that up.
Yeah, I do keep pitching them in there, kind of, you know, high and fat, don't I?
For more like it.
Jump on the bandwagon.
I mean, you're just setting yourself up for comments like that, so I'm just sitting here dying laughing. Oh, man. Well, you know, Steve, if we didn't like you, we wouldn't even talk to you, so if you just threw your call out there and we didn't like you, we'd just sit back and go, well, there's Steve. I don't want to talk to him.
When's Dave? I just don't know what to say. You wait till we have lunch next time over at Charlie's. I'm going to light you up.
First, you're not having anything to say.
Hey, guys, I tell you what. If y'all are not doing anything Thursday, W4NGU and another guy we went to high school with, David. You remember who had the third guy that we had lunch over at Taco Co? He's coming up. And N4MMW, Jimmy, is going to come up and Thursday at about 10 o'clock, and I'm going to do the inaugural raise on that antenna. So both of you, welcome to come over and hopefully see the thing actually work.
Thursday? I thought you were doing that Saturday.
Well, Saturday is the antenna party, and we're probably going to meet up at about 9 or 10 o'clock to start in on that, but I am not going to waste everybody's time by having them come up if I don't have this tower going up and down like a piece of popcorn.
That's our opportunity for a good YouTube video, then, is what you're saying.
Okay, I'm going to have to bail out of here, but I enjoyed it. Steve, I'll be with my grandson, so pretty much all day and into the evening Thursday. I'm picking him up from school, then I'm taking him to a ball game. He's playing in a basketball game. Anyway, I'll talk to y'all later. Y'all carry on KB4 CBA clear.
Dave, have a good evening, buddy. And I will talk to you again soon. Oh, hey, how'd you do at tennis tonight?
Had some good shots and some bad ones.
Yin and yang. You can't have the good without the bad.
Temperature in the bubble, David.
You say something about the bubble. What was that again?
How in the bubble? Was it warm enough?
About 50, 55 degrees in there, so it's not bad. That's a comfortable temp. Once you get your body temperature up, you know, from swinging the racket, it's quite comfortable. In fact, you can work up a sweat actually. So. Anyway, 73's gentlemen, KB4 CPA.
Have a good evening, big guy. KB4 CPA, KN4 BWA clear. John, so if you want to ride over Thursday, if you're not busy, come on over and take a peek at what we're going to be doing with that tower, getting it up and down, Bo.
4JM. What time, Steve?
We're going to start about 10 o'clock. I figure, you know, if I have any technical issues or I need to figure out something or anything like that, I'll have a little bit of time. And that way, you know, if I can get it up and down again a couple of times by about noon, heck, we'll all go get some lunch.
Ain't too cold and the creek don't rise. I might get over that way.
You're always welcome, big guy. All right. Well, I am headed towards the house. And I'm coming up on the intersection 357 and 358. And it says 28 degrees in my truck. That's cold.
So it's 30, but that was about a half hour ago, so I update that. Hang on. It's 28 here, so yeah, that classifies as cold.
Well, on Thursday, I believe it's supposed to get up around 54, so, you know, sometime around in there.
Time to go to the beach, then.
Yeah, I can think of a beach that I'd rather go to, but it ain't going to be within the continental U.S. It's going to be way south of here, and I guarantee you, it'll be warm enough to toast my toasties.
I used to live in Maine, so if it got up 54 degrees, we were breaking out the T-shirts, shorts, and the sandals.
I'm sure those folks up in Maine, when it breaks out something like that, they go swimming too, don't they?
Do. Some of them certainly do. But, yeah. Well, that's coming up here in about 9 minutes or so, so I'm going to clear on out of here and give me some more tea and watch a little TV and wait for the net.
Hey, what do they call those folks? The Polar Bear Club? Is that what that is?
Crazy people that jump in the water when it's temperatures like this.
Oh, boy. Okay. Hey, more power to them. I'll talk to you later, big guy. 73s, KN4, RJN. Have a good evening. And maybe I'll hear you check in on the net tonight. KN4, VWA, clear after your final.
Have a good one. KN4, RJN. I am clear.